Hey, we're back on Regional Radio. We're continuing our Dream Team interview series, and we're getting a chance to talk with one of the outstanding basketball players on the boys' basketball Dream Team this year, Noah Jacobson of the Potosi Trojans. Second time you've made the basketball Dream Team. The second time around, pretty exciting?
Yes, it is very exciting.
How'd you really feel when you found out that you had made the Dream Team? What reaction did you really have?
I was pretty excited. I was at my couch listening to it with my mom and dad, so they're all pretty excited for me.
You get that, and you also were on the Dream Team for baseball. You're getting to play baseball at the college level next year, but I want to focus a little bit on what you did on the basketball court this year. You know, one of the leading all-time scorers for Potosi in their boys basketball program history. You know, how did you feel this season kind of capping it off?
Well, I mean, I give all the glory to the Lord, and I just want to thank him for all he's done for me, and I want to thank Coach Hale. I mean, this will be his last year, but he's getting to coach girls basketball this year. I want to thank him and my parents for supporting me for all the hard work that they've put in for helping me as well.
What about your senior year made it, you know, any more special than any of the other years you had played on the basketball court?
Yeah, it was very special playing with all the kids I've grown up playing with all through elementary, so it's been a pretty great year.
You know, you're kind of like that hybrid guy. You know, you shoot from the outside, you can really make it happen down low. You know, defensively, you're on the other end getting steals and whatnot. You know, being like a multi-tool player, does it take a lot, you know, energy-wise to keep that up on the basketball court?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get to come out much during high school games, so coach was like, you just got to come on, so I just kept playing.
Of course, you're going on to baseball season now. One more year to play at the high school level for the Trojans on the baseball field. Any goals that you may be setting for yourself for this next, you know, few months?
Just to help out the younger guys as I'm playing, just to get them ready for when they get to play varsity. So,
and I'm sure it's exciting for you. You know, you get to play D1 baseball next year for the SEMO, for the Red Hawks. Anything that really excites you or anything you're kind of looking forward to specifically about the next step?
I'm just getting ready. I'm looking forward to getting ready to play for Division I, so it's exciting.
Were there kind of schools you were looking at, or was a Division I program really that you were trying to look for?
I was looking anywhere to play, just to play baseball.
It's just anywhere, really?
Yep. Yep, that's right.
I'm sure it's nice to kind of stay local, too, because you're not too far away in Cape Girardeau.
Correct. Yeah, I didn't want to leave home. I'm a big mama's boy, so I didn't want to leave too far.
You're playing a lot of third base for them. You told me earlier, looking like you'll probably try and, you know, work your way into the rotation and whatnot with third base. You know, what really are you trying to work on to prepare for the next level, or what things have you maybe gotten early from maybe some of your coaches to kind of get ready for that next step?
I'm just trying to mainly get stronger, because I need to get a lot stronger. So I've been working on that a lot, and just hitting and fielding, but mostly just getting stronger.
Well, and you told me earlier you're going to miss basketball, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll miss it.
Whenever there's an intra-league, you know, or an intra-squad SEMO baseball pickup basketball game, you're probably number one pick, right?
Oh, for sure.
Right? Anybody you want to thank for helping you get to this point?
Like I said, I want to thank God for just giving me the ability and the talent. And I want to thank my parents, my brother and sister. I love them all. And Coach Hale, for sure. And Coach Beers. I just want to thank them all.
Appreciate the time. And congratulations once again on making the Dream Team. And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Well, Noah Jacobson, he's the boys' basketball Dream Team of this year. Second time in a row that he makes the boys' basketball Dream Team. Joining us on Regional Radio.